whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Mano, and we are today sitting with Tiverton Four Corners Merchants Association. Chaz Hickey is here. Welcome, Chaz. Nice to have you.
Morning. How are you?
Very good.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to meet you and find out everything we want to know about Tiverton Four Corners Merchants Association, as well as a little bit about the town of Tiverton. And first off, Chaz, a little bit about you. You're the manager of Gallery 4. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you do there.
My personal background actually is in advertising and marketing.
Okay.
And several years ago, I just started to help out installing exhibitions with a friend of mine who was one of the original partners at Gallery 4, Bob Smith, which began in 2003, actually. And the past couple of years, I've been conceiving, curating, and installing the exhibitions, which have been very, very well recognized and received in the art world, actually, through New England.
Okay, well, that's kind of a big job where you have to, right from the concept, get it actually physically set up and the whole thing
well,
with your team.
Well, soup to nuts, actually.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, how and Gallery 4 has been around for a while,
since 2003, said. Gallery 4 has been in operation, yes.
And how large an operation is it for people that haven't visited there? Is this the kind of thing that's, you know, I've been in some art studios that are 10 foot by 10 foot. Some that are a little bit bigger than that, some that are almost museum size.
Well, that's actually an interesting question, because back in 2003, the three original partners rented the space at Gallery 4 as kind of a folly. They decided for a month they'd have kind of what we refer to today as a pop-up shop. Bob Smith had containers of Chinese furniture and objet that he would bring after trips to China and the Orient. Elaine Hill, one of the original partners, who was a former Delta flight attendant, had for many years brought back rugs and kilim accessories from her trips to Istanbul. And then there was a wonderful jeweler for Aristigrad named Sue Frieda, one of the original partners. And she would present her beautiful jewelry and wire sculpture there. After the first few years, Bob, who was a former producer for advertising agencies in New York, had the notion that he would begin to exhibit art that he was bringing back from China.
Mm-hmm.
Tiverton Four Corners at that point in time had been known as kind of a art gallery mecca, largely due to the efforts of Virginia Lynch, who for many years owned and operated the Virginia Lynch Gallery. So that's how the whole gallery art aspect came to be. Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, as mentioned, I started to help install. Now I've taken a larger role in conceiving the exhibitions, curating the art and the artists, and installing the exhibitions for the past 2 years.
Excellent. All right. Now, Tiverton itself as a town, a lot of people in our listening area are familiar with at least the name. They've heard about Tiverton, but a lot of people might not have had the opportunity to get out there and check it out in person. It's a small New England town.
Originally founded in 1694 by British colonists and named Tiverton after Devon, after Tiverton in Devon in England. Mm-hmm. And it was annexed to Rhode Island in 1746. After a long-standing boundary dispute with Massachusetts and Rhode Island, Tiverton actually being part originally of the province of Massachusetts. And in 1747, it was reincorporated as Tiverton, Rhode Island.
Okay, so one of those kind of interesting New England-y, we belong to them, no, you belong to us
exactly.
Kind of thing.
Right.
And finally got straightened out. Now, it's a rural community. I would guess that it you know, 50 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot of activity there, right?
50 years ago, it was mostly farm.
That's farmland, what I mean, yeah.
The Four Corners area. And back in the late 70s, a couple from Cambridge, Roz and Jim Weir, architects and preservationists and land lovers, started buying up properties in Tiverton, historic houses and buildings, mostly 18th and 19th century, restoring them, and that was created the draw for the merchants, artists, restaurants, etc.
Okay, well, it sounds like you've got a lot of information about the town itself. Did you grow up in this area?
No, I grew up in Massachusetts, lived in Boston for many years, lived in Atlanta for a while, New York City, and then came back to Tiverton to spend more time. But I've been around since 1981, actually, when Tiverton Four Corners was actually in its infancy. There was very little there. It was really just an intersection with the, at that time, there were only two traffic lights in Tiverton, and one of them was there.
Okay, so where the second traffic light was located. Now, there are, I'm looking at a brochure that has like over 30 businesses involved in the Tiverton Four Corners Merchants Association. We'll probably have an opportunity to talk about a lot of them, but if you're listening at home or in the car or wherever you happen to be listening, if you want to check out TivertonFourCorners.com. You'll see a lot of information. That's a great website that you have there, Chaz. It can tell people lots
terrific
of things.
It's a terrific website. It talks about all of the events that happen, well, at this point in time through the upcoming summer months, gallery openings, exhibitions, special events that every 4th of July there is a massive antique show. Anything as small as a plant sale to cultural survival comes every August, which is a road-traveled group of merchants and artisans that set up shop in Cambridge and Northampton. It's quite an event every weekend that they come.
Okay, so we'll talk about some of the events. And this is not just about art galleries. This is all kinds of businesses involved, right?
Yes.
And although art galleries are a big part of it.
Right.
And some of the artists that are there, but there are other things. There are clothing stores and gift shops.
We have retail. We have gift shops. We have consignment shops. We have the very famous Gray's Ice Cream. We have the wonderful Provender restaurant where everything is delicious and made right in-house. Anything from your quintessential turkey wrap to lovely desserts and cakes and brownies that make your teeth fall out.
Well, there you go. Well, I don't think
also the Four Corners Grill, which has terrific patio seating in the summertime, and a terrific cheese shop called Milk and Honey, where there are artisanal cheeses from around the world and basically everything cheese, from crackers to your cheese board.
All right. Well, you mentioned the first one. You mentioned Gray's Ice Cream. Uh-huh. I know that if people have heard of Tiverton and have been through there, chances are they've stopped at Gray's Ice Cream. That's been around for a while.
That's been around for quite a few decades, actually.
Yeah, quite a few decades. So I know when my son was young, that was a travel spot we used to like to go to. Now, geographically, just so people that might be listening in southeastern Connecticut or Massachusetts or, well, even in parts of Rhode Island, they're not sure exactly where Tiverton is. It's not on the same peninsula as Newport.
No, it's not on Aquidneck Island. No.
Right. So it's over a little bit further east than that.
Well, Tiverton borders Westport, Massachusetts, and Fall River, Massachusetts, actually coming down Route 24. It's the first town in Rhode Island coming through Massachusetts.
All right. So if you're on Route 24, that's you'll see the signs.
You'll see two exits, exits 4 and 5 for Fish Road, Tiverton. And then once you come to exit 5, you'll see the sign for Historic Tiverton Four Corners.
Okay, and isn't there a large golf course right there before the exit that they can see on the right?
Actually, it's just after the exit. It's over the bridge.
Oh, so if you see the golf course, you went
too far. You've gone too far. Exactly.
Turn around. Don't go to that other place. You want to go to Tiverton. Okay. You mentioned some of the events that are happening. Chronologically, here we are. It's the first weekend in May, and what's coming up first? Maybe towards the end of May, beginning of June. Is there some events in June or July?
Well, the first event will be something called Nestaville, actually, where the merchants basically chip in gifts or promotions from their various establishments And for a dollar, you buy an egg. And inside the egg, slightly like a fortune cookie, is what you've won. And it could be anything from 25% off at Gallery 4 to a free lunch at one of the restaurants.
Wow.
Various and sundry offers. And all of the proceeds from that will go to support what is now the James Weir Scholarship Foundation, named for the mastermind, as I had mentioned earlier, along with his wife, Roz, of the reincarnation of Tiverton Four Corners.
Okay. Now, see, as a rural community, they probably figured out how to do this. Us city slickers, I'm sure. You said the discount or the little piece of paper is inside an egg.
Right. It's
so
like,
how do they get
like
the
an Easter egg.
To swallow
well,
that?
That's a process that starts months beforehand, actually.
So it's not a real egg.
No, okay. No, it's like an Easter egg, an Easter basket egg.
Okay.
And that happens on Mother's Day weekend.
Actually. On Mother's Day week? So
yes.
Next week?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. So there's a great way to give mom a little treat. You can take her down.
Nice ride. Be a beautiful day. And maybe you'll, win a discount for something off at the Sakana Grill or
Four Corners Grill. All 30s plus
virtually businesses? Everybody participates in one form or another.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to talk about some of the individual stores and locations and things that they do, but we'll take a short break, and then we will find out more about Tiverton Four Corners. In the meantime, if you want to check out the website, it's tivertonfourcorners.com. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Chaz Hickey. He is the manager of Gallery 4 in Tiverton, Rhode Island, at Tiverton Four Corners. And we're talking about the Tiverton Four Corners Merchants Association. If you would like to check out the website as we're speaking, it's tivertonfourcorners.com. And Chaz, in that first segment, we talked about over 30 different vendors. And so one might imagine if you talked about 30 people being associated in Providence, they'd probably be spread out 15 miles apart. But here, it's all relatively close, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, we talked about Tiverton Four Corners, again, just a part of Tiverton, being kind of a quintessential New England village. Everything is contained within basically a 50-acre parcel, separated by Punkatus Neck Road and East Road, just off of Main Road in Tiverton, which is right off of Route 24.
So everything's pretty close. You can
all walkable. Park at one location, and you could virtually walk everywhere.
And parking is $50.
No, actually, in my yard it is, but because I live near Four Corners, no, parking is free, and there's ample parking.
Free parking,
absolutely.
So that's something you won't find in the big city. So
not,
there you go.
Not only free parking, but for instance, if you chose with your family to get your lunch at the Provender. Out back is a beautiful field where there are picnic tables. Or sprawl out your blanket, and on a nice day, it's a great little picnic area.
What a wonderful
idea. Or go
idea.
Across the street to the meeting house, actually, where there's a sculpture garden complete with a Chinese gazebo that the aforementioned Bob Smith brought back from China on one of his adventures there.
Sounds like a great opportunity. And next week, Mother's Day, what could be better? You don't know what to get her? Are you tired of getting her the same old napkin rings you've been getting her for the last few years? Well, here you go. You can take a little trip, maybe buy a little Gray's ice cream on the way out or on the way in, sit on the blanket and have a great day, take in all the sights. Let's give people a little bit of an indication about the kinds of things involved with the association. Maybe you go down the list a little bit.
Well, sure. I mentioned Milk and Honey, which is just a terrific cheese shop that has, once again, hundreds of cheeses from around the world and anything cheese. You need your crackers. You need your cheese knives, you need your cheese boards, and it's all there. Go see the wonderful people who run that operation. Gallery 4, my gallery, we have, aside from fine art and sculpture, we have handmade, hand-woven heirloom quality rugs from the famous Rug Route. Jewelry, and this year I'm very excited about the two exhibitions that I've conceived. The first, which will open on May 27th, with an artist reception, meet the artists on July 8th, will be called The Power of Paper. All sorts of works on paper, anything from oil on paper, watercolors, photography, of course, photography's on paper, and some truly sensational paper sculpture.
People still do print pictures.
Oh, absolutely.
Not all on the phones.
Yes. And we've got 11 absolutely terrific artists, mostly from New England, and an artist that I've just recently discovered from Brooklyn. And this will be a terrific exhibition. And then later in the year, I had mentioned Virginia Lynch before, who for many, many years ran the Virginia Lynch Gallery, which began in 1980, or which opened in 1980. Our second exhibition will be kind of an homage to Virginia called Lynch Revisited, where I'm bringing together some of the artists who made Virginia Lynch famous or were made famous by Virginia Lynch,
Lynch,
of course.
Okay.
And across from us at Gallery 4 is a wonderful home decor shop, which is called The Cottage. They are well known for being one of the few local businesses that carry the very well-known Mitchell Gold, Bob Williams line of furniture, Simon Pierce Designs, John Darien, and they also will help you with at-home design consulting, and it's terrific staff.
Okay, that's The Cottage. All right. From there we go to...
Well, next to The Cottage is Tiffany Pei, who is a wonderful jeweler. Who does very delicate and lovely jewelry of many, many different designs, utilizing mostly gemstones. And she looks at gemology, aside from art, as kind of a healing process, and her color, wearability, and healing are part of her trademarks. And adjacent to Tiffany is Farm Coast Outfitters, one of the two retailers in Four Corners.
For clothing.
Clothing. They happen to also own another shop called Salt, which is mostly women's clothing. But the wonderful thing about Farm Coast is that if you're on vacation or traveling through, you can find anything that you need or forgot. If you forgot your bathing suit, grab a bathing suit. If you didn't bring your wet weather gear, they carry Patagonia. If you need a hostess gift to bring to your host or hostess, you'll find it there. With the fine selection of gifts there as well.
Right. In
the same building is the terrific painter, Brenda Wrigley Scott, who does wonderful large and small paintings of... her specialty is birds, actually. She's also a wonderful potter. And she, in fact, will be part of our Power of Paper exhibition.
Okay.
And sharing quarters with her in the same building is Peter Tarpek, terrific, terrific jeweler, who will create jewelry for you, and he'll repair your jewelry as well. Next
Actually,
door?
Peter was on the show last time.
Was
he? And he got to talk. Is that Studio by the Sea?
That's Studio by the Sea, exactly.
There you go.
All right. Exactly. Next to Peter and Kitty and Farm Coast Outfitters is The Provender, which I've talked about, which has some of the best eats at Tiverton Four Corners. And across from The Provender is Catherine Level Gallery. Kitty is a fantastic painter, and she does absolutely beautiful work. And she, not only that, is one of the people in Tiverton Four Corners who is well-known for Airbnb properties as well.
Excellent.
And Kitty's a terrific good deed doer. Starting this year, once a month, she has what's called a speakeasy. There have been two, and they're kind of fundraisers. And the first one was for the ACLU, and the last one 2 weeks ago was to help support Meals on Wheels in Rhode Island.
Excellent.
Always something going on.
Kitty also was a guest at one time here at the station.
I think she was.
We've covered them both now.
Great.
Before this, we did two shows, one with Peter and one with Kitty, I believe. Uh-huh. And I think Alex
Campbell
was here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all right.
Sure.
And then we move along, and we only have about 20 more to go.
Well, I don't know if we're going to cover all of them, but here again, we'll cross the intersection and go down to Courtyards, which is a wonderful garden sculpture, and again, more gifts for the home and outside. And Cutesy Curls, which is a consignment shop, mostly kids clothing, but the wonderful thing about Cutesy Curls is their special events, anything from children's tea parties. They'll in fact be having a mother and daughter tea party on Mother's Day, children's book readings, craft classes. They've got one coming up to make picture frames out of shells, very appropriate for a seaside community. And it's a great place for kids and activity and consignment clothing.
Excellent.
And then coming back to Four Corners, making a U-turn, we have the Chase Corey House, which is the site of the Tiverton Historical Society, where on the grounds every August is a massive book sale to support the Union Public Library, which, coming from the north into Tiverton, is one of the first beautiful buildings that will greet you. It's one of the oldest. In fact, it's the second oldest public library in Tiverton, first opened in 1820. And this book sale supports the Union Public Library. We talked about Gray's, where is well-renowned for their award-winning ice cream. And across, once again, the street from Gray's is Arch, which is a wonderful ceramic studios that also has art classes for those who would like to learn more about becoming a potter. Mm-hmm. And adjacent to that property is the Meeting House and the Sculpture Garden. Meeting House is a terrific place. Many, many weddings happen there over the summertime. Beautiful indoor and outdoor capacities, and just a lovely setting on a very small pond.
Now, let me stop you right there, because that opens up a whole other world when you say many weddings happen there. So the area is open for something like that? They can get that information through the website also?
Yes.
And so there are various businesses that will handle weddings and take care of all the arrangements and so
forth? Well, the people at the Meeting House will help you plan your wedding if you need a wedding planner.
Excellent.
And another business in Tiverton Four Corners is Sales Livingston, who do immaculate flower installations.
Okay, so there's another thought. If you're looking for someplace
very,
to go.
Very, very creative, beautiful.
Probably not going to get into this summer, but plan ahead, right?
Indeed. Oh, no, I'm sure that. But at a beautiful evening, it's one of the most serene spots for a wedding.
All right. And so we also, I know there's also some other kind of places there that handle day-to-day things. Like, you know, you might even have a real estate company if you're...
Well, we have T.L. Holland that's been in business for many, many years, founded by Terry Holland, wonderful woman who actually... is a great supporter of land preservation, has done a lot over the years with the Tiverton Land Trust, and her operation there is down near the mill, next to the mill, part of the Mill Pond Shops, actually. And if you need a massage, at 3848 Main Road, there's a new masseuse who's just moved in, actually, up above Gallery 4.
Really?
Wicks Marine, all sorts of marine goods, sold largely to the trade. And we even have a town psychologist,
that's in that complex.
That's down at the,
right.
Yes.
The interesting thing to me is there's so many diversified things you can, you know, it's not just a matter of galleries showing fine art, but there's gift shops, there's clothing stores, there's places to get food, all these kinds of things, all in a very easy to get to area.
Right. Metalworks, which is a business that has been in existence for many, many decades. I think it may be second or third generational now. And they work with contractors. But there they are right at Tiverton Four Corners. And there are a couple guys who work there actually who create art out of metal. Copper and steel and corrugated and stainless and whatever. And I forgot to mention Canton Photography. I mustn't leave them out as well.
Okay. So
Peter Zadek, terrific antique shop on Neck Road, and he shares space with Patina Studios, a wonderful artist who does very imaginative works in copper, and Sharon Rust, who is actually a clinical social worker who runs this very wonderful consignment shop called Artemis, vintage clothing and jewelry. I shouldn't say consignment because all of the sales go back to assist some of her clients in generating funds for their first month's rent, for their first year at college, for a photography class or something like that. Sharon's efforts are quite wonderful and quite magnanimous.
And if you keep going down the road, part of the association is even a vineyard involved, right?
Yes. Saconic Vineyards has been in operation now probably for 35 years.
Well, a long time, changed hands
a couple of years ago and is now owned by the Alex and Annie people.
There you go.
Known as Caroline's Saconic Vineyard.
They can do wine tastings and all kinds
of things.
Wine
tastings. They have music events. Usually on Thursday evenings, yes.
And on the way there, there's if you're a history buff, there's the Captain Philip House, is it? Is that the name of the, on the way down towards the vineyard?
Yes, actually that's an example of some of the accommodations available. I mean, we won't find a, well, we won't find yet a 10-story hotel or hotel in Tiverton Four Corners.
No motel.
God
sex.
Knows what's going to happen when the casino arrives. But anyway, yes, the possibility for accommodations are far and wide. And I think one of the neatest little places is a B&B run by the owners of Saconic Farm, called the Old Tiverton Four Corners Schoolhouse Number 1, which was the original one-room schoolhouse in Tiverton. Very, very pleasant accommodations, steps away from the Four Corners Historic District.
All right. So I think we've pretty much covered it. We may have left a few places out, but...
I'll hear about it.
Yeah, there are certainly plenty of places to go, and I just want to go back and talk about some of the events coming up, and I know that you mentioned there's going to be a big event in July. Is it July 4th weekend?
July 4th weekend is the annual antique fair, which draws massive crowds, along with cultural survival that happens later in August. And twice a year, with keeping the whole art colony idea in mind, many of the artists at Tiverton Four Corners are part of the South Coast Studio Tour, where for a weekend in July and another weekend in August, the local artists open their studios to the public to show their creations, their paintings, their sculpture to the public out where they would generally not be open.
Right. In other words, this is the inner workings where they allow you to go in. Well, that sounds like an interesting take also.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things you can find on the website, which is TivertonFourCorners.com. So I encourage you to go there because they're like Chaz mentioned, he probably talked about 20 of the various places. There's over 30 that are involved. So check them all out. And you have your own little niche if you're into art galleries or if you're into ice cream or if you're into bed and breakfast or just sitting on the blanket with a beautiful view. That's a place you want to take in. And also, Chaz, it'll have the events as they come up, right?
Oh, yes. And it's updated very, very frequently, all sorts of contact information. And it's the go-to spot, aside from WCRI Radio, to hearing about what is going on at Tiverton Four Corners.
Excellent. If somebody wants to do something the old-fashioned way and call, can they call Gallery 4 and check out what's coming up?
Absolutely. 401-816-0999.
Let's give them that one more time, nice and slow. 401.
401-816-0999 is the number for Gallery 4.
0999. Mm. Wow, that's excellent. Good phone number. Chaz, I want to thank you for coming in today. A tremendous amount of information that that you have that we're able to give out to the public. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for your time, and I wish everybody, and I invite everybody to come and see all of us here at Tiverton Four Corners.
Remember, it'll make an excellent Mother's Day gift. So to
historic
all of you,
historic Tiverton Four Corners.
Historic Tiverton Four Corners. There we go. All right. So great Mother's Day time and any other time.
And throughout the season, throughout the year, I mean, we don't necessarily need just speak about the spring and summer months, but, you know, we're by and large a 12-month community there. A couple of the shops do go to shorter hours during the winter. But we had a very, very successful Christmas event this year, kind of on the guise of other villages have strolls. We had Bright Night, Four Corners Bright Night, when all the merchants in Four Corners keep their lights on bright, lights on late, and the entire village was lit by luminaria. And
wow.
It was really a lovely sight.
All right. Lots to check out. Once again, thanks, Chaz.
Thank you.
To the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get started.